Ron Miskimen took a trip to Blind River Tuesday morning to check out a trophy with his name on it. That trophy was for the Burling, or Log Rolling, championship he won in 1954 at the town's Community Day celebration held in the 1950s. Miskimen would go on to capture the Northern Ontario Log Burling Championship each year until 1957. This feat has made him a celebrity in the town's history. At 85 years old, he is a healthy senior. Making the trip to the Timber Village Museum, TVM, from his home in Sault Ste. Marie brought back fond memories. His trophy is one piece of memorabilia from Blind River's long history that is on display at the museum. Miskimen lived in Blind River from the time he was 8 years old before moving to the Sioux at 15. He also worked at the sawmill in Blind River, which closed down in 1969. Log burling is a part of Canadian heritage, whether it be through the McFadden Logging Company or the Blind River Community Days, his daughter, Shelley Dodd, said in an email. I worked at the sawmill, and worked in the bush for a couple of years, but never did logging, Miskimen explained. During his visit to TVM, he recalled for Elliott Lake Today, his time participating and training for competition. When Miskimen started, he practiced on the river where the fountain is now located. That's where they tied the dried kiln log up, and that was to make it really light, he said of the log he used to practice and compete with. He would unlock the log to practice with the key he would get from a nearby barbershop. The log was about 18 to 20 inches in diameter. His interest in log rolling was like giving the dog a bone, he said. You'd meet people and they'd say, come on, come try it. I usually practiced for about 2 weeks to get in condition. I knew when I was in shape because the water would come up on the log, and when I felt resistance from the water, I could stay on it all the time, he said. The balance was important. In 1954, he rolled on the log for 4 minutes and 10 seconds to garner the championship from his chief rival, Gazoo Roussel. The only coach I had was myself. Those who were competing would train by jogging and running to get up to competition level. The log rolling competition stopped being held on community days in the early 60s, even though the day is still popular in town with different events. The trophy and his memories are not all that commemorates Miskimen in Blind River. There is also a mural of him behind Mitchell's Pharmacy.